Good morning or good whatever time of day it is that you are currently on. Welcome to That's a Freebie. I am Diggy. This week, I've got another dumb thing that I did. I've got a story of a lost child. And I've got a brand new segment that I've been working on for quite a while now. I'm very excited about this one. I'm going to be turning the gripe of the week on its head. What does that mean? You'll find out soon. And I've got a nice heartwarming story to end the show. All that and more coming right up. But first, you know what it is. It's the theme tune.
Sit back, relax, unless you're driving. It's time for That's a Freebie.
As usual, I am going to open up with an Ask Me Anything question. Wait, what? What? I thought it was Ask a Freebie. No, it's changed. I'm now going to be calling this section Ask Me Anything. Just one of the many evolutions that you'll be seeing in this episode. And I'll talk you through them as we go along. There's not that many. It's fine. Don't worry. Not everything's changing. But yeah, so the Ask Me Anything question for this week is from Anonymous. And it says, you haven't talked about AI recently. Are you still using it? If so, how? Yep, you're right. I haven't talked about AI that often recently, other than the AI question of the week, which still happens every week, obviously. The reason for that is I was a bit worried that the show was starting to turn into a show where all I did was talk about AI. It's because I was excited about the ways I was using it and things like that. But yeah, I still use it for quite a few things. So obviously I use it to generate the question of the week. I actually use it to make the show notes. So the service that I use to record the video and audio of the show, it's called Riverside, and it actually allows me, no, it doesn't allow me, it does it itself. It creates a transcript of the show, so I use that transcript and I put it into ChatGPT and I ask it to write the show notes. So all the show notes that you've been seeing for the last, I think maybe up to 10 episodes, I think, have all been generated by ChatGPT. Obviously, I read through them and have a check that they're okay. Usually, I have to do a little bit of tweaking to get it to come out how I want it to come out. But yeah, the show notes are generated by ChatGPT. The transcript, obviously, is generated by Riverside, which is still AI. I use ChatGPT to write the social media posts for when I post out the links to like the little shorts and things like that. I get AI to write the little descriptions of them because it does far better than I could ever do. The artwork that you see each week is generated using DALL-E 3. And I put it all together using Canvas, not quite AI there, but the images themselves are generated using DALL-E 3. And I also use it for brainstorming sessions as well. So if I'm trying to come up with ideas and I'm a bit stuck, I'll run ideas past ChatGPT because, it's hard to brainstorm when you're the only person. You start writing stuff down and it doesn't really go anywhere, you know. So yeah, I start saying, you know, I've had this idea for the name of a segment, what do you suggest? And it'll suggest some more ideas, and I've actually used it to generate the name of the new segment this week, which you'll see shortly. So yep, use it for quite a bit of things, really. Wow, that's terrible. I use it for quite a few things, really. Not as much as I used to, because I used to generate audio and I used to generate new images every week. I still generate a new image for each episode, but I don't do different ones for different segments and things like that. It was just too time consuming. I used to spend like 4 or 5 hours just doing the images. So yeah, I do still use it. Thanks for asking. If you would like to ask a question to open up the show, you can just go to That's a Freebie. I really can't speak today. You go to thatsafreebie.com and you hit the ask button, which now says ask me anything. I did update it. And you could also go to any social media and use the hashtag ask me anything. That's changed. And I will find it eventually. I do look out for it. You can also tag me in social media posts as well. I am mostly That's a Freebie on all social media. There's the odd one where I'm That's a Freebie Podcast. I think YouTube is where I'm That's a Freebie Podcast. So let's start off with this week's news. This week, I've been feeling absolutely terrible. I've mentioned it before. I have a condition called chronic idiopathic urticaria, which basically means that I get hives. I get absolutely mental hives. I need a swat then. They cover my entire body. In fact, those watching the video can probably see that if I hold my arm up, like that's just what my arm looks like. The rest of my body is covered in them as well. They're starting to show on my face. You can probably see them. It's making me feel very, very tired and very, very weak. I constantly feel like I'm going to barf as well, which is new, actually. That's not happened before. I think that's just the tiredness kicking in. So I am a bit drowsy today. I'm pretty heavily medicated as well. So if I sound a bit weird to you, it's because I'm quite high at the moment, I suppose. Or I'm certainly sleepy. But yeah, other than that, everything's been okay. I've just been trying to battle on through that, really. What I tend to find is as much as I've always got this condition, it gets worse for a few months every year. It seems to vary. It's usually around the end of summer. It's obviously decided to hit me a little bit earlier this year. Made a few changes to my medication. Hopefully that'll even it all out. We'll have to wait and see. Do you ever have those moments where you wake up in the morning and your brain just isn't functioning? I feel that like that today. The other day, I've done this before as well, which is probably more embarrassing, but yeah, just to add it to the list of stupid things that I've done. Like you feel okay, but you're just doing everything wrong. So the other day I was making coffee and I poured the hot water directly into the coffee canister instead of my cup, wasted an entire canister of coffee. So I had to go buy more coffee, which was never a problem. I enjoy buying coffee. I get to try something new. Yeah, ruined it. But to add insult to injury, the day after, I picked the coffee canister up, and because I was having trouble with my urticaria, it causes my body to swell as well, so I couldn't move my hands properly. So I just let go of the new coffee canister and smashed it all over the floor. And I'm not going to lie, I really needed coffee. I looked down at the floor at the big pile of coffee, and I just grabbed a spoon, and I just scooped a little bit of coffee up off the floor, off the top of the pile, put it in my cup, made the coffee, and I just left it. I just couldn't be bothered. I made a coffee, I walked away, I drank the coffee. The kids came down to get their breakfast, and they're like, "Dad, I think you should see what's happened in the kitchen." I was like, "Yeah, I know. I did that. Don't worry. It's absolutely fine. I'll sort it out later." I came home and I crashed. I just fell asleep. I couldn't function. And before I knew it was time to go and pick the kids up. And the coffee was still on the floor, so they came home later that night. I'd like, "Dad, you know this coffee's still on the floor?" I was like, "Yeah." I had to go and clean it all up, obviously. But yeah, they were like, "Wow, you've been really lazy today, haven't you, Dad?" I'm like, "Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that." And then in that same coffee, so that same day that I dropped it, I went to add, because I use sweetener in my coffee. I'm trying to cut down on sugar. So I use, I put one sweetener in instead, and I find that's fine. For the most part, I actually drink my coffee without any sugar in now, but for some reason at home, I just can't do it. If I get a takeaway coffee, it's always unsweetened, but I just can't do it at home. I don't know why. So I just put one sweetener in there. Whether that's better for you or not, I don't know, but I'm trying to cut down on sugar. I've been doing it for a while. And for some reason this day, I put my sweetener in and then stuck two sugars in. I didn't realise till I drank it, and then I had the flashback of what I'd done. So yeah, just completely not having a good coffee day. I did manage to get my own back on the kids on the last day of school, because this was the same week that I was having the coffee issues. I forgot that it was own clothes day. So we got to the point where they were putting the shoes on, getting ready to leave. And what did I do? I got a message on my phone saying, "Oh, don't forget it's own clothes day," from one of the parents in one of the groups that we have. So I was like, oh no. So I had to get them to run upstairs really, really quickly and change their uniforms into own clothes. So I almost got my own back on them. They were a bit annoyed at me because they had to do it so fast. But I'll tell you what, them kids never, ever have gotten dressed that quickly in all their lives. So Now when it takes them half an hour in the morning to put some clothes on, I know that they are lying and they are just dossing around doing nothing. As part of our family time together over the Easter holidays, we went to the Lowry. They do like a market, the Lowry shopping outlet, not the Lowry theatre. I'd love to have gone there, but we just didn't. But we went to the artisan market that they have on, and it was good. It was nice. The boy got himself a little dragon keyring thing. It's like a little 3D printed thing, but he loved it. Although I've got to admit, I've not seen it since that day, so who knows what he's done with it. And yeah, so we went to the Lowry, and we're walking around the Lowry, and there's a kid who's clearly lost. Very, very young kid. Look, must have been, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4, could have been a little bit younger. Trying to remember what age mine were when they were that high. Anyway, it doesn't matter what age he was. He was clearly very lost. He was looking around for his mum and, he was looking around for his parents, I suppose. It might not have been his mum. It was his mum. But he's looking around and we're like, ooh, that's a lost kid. We need to keep an eye on him, help him, make sure he doesn't go outside. So I said to my wife, I said, just hang back a little bit and we'll just... It sounds weird, but we'll follow him rather than actually try and interact with him because he looks scared. Anyway, we were looking around trying to find the parent, see if anybody looked like they'd lost a kid. We couldn't see anybody. And the kid eventually started to go to the doors to leave the outlet mall. So obviously at that point we had to intervene. So my wife went over and she said, hey, are you okay? Are you lost? Do you need some help finding your mummy? And he bolted. He started screaming and crying and he legged it. So I was like, ah, crap. What do we do? So I said, right, you run after the kid, follow the kid. Don't grab him. Just follow him and I'll go the opposite way and I'll see if I can see any parents looking for a kid. And within seconds, I turned around, started going back and someone came running out of a shop and was like, where is he? Where is he? They shouted his name. I can't remember his name, but she shouted his name. And I said, are you looking for a little boy with blonde hair, like about this high? And she says, yeah. I was like, my wife's chasing him. And she went, what? I was like, oh, that doesn't sound right. No, he got scared when we tried to ask if he needed help and he ran off. So my wife's following him now to make sure he's okay. And so she bolts and I'm like, no, you're going the wrong way. If you go this way, you'll meet them because the whole thing's a circle. I was like, you go this way, you'll meet them. Nope, doesn't listen to me at all. Goes bolting after him. Then another woman comes running out of the shop and goes bolting after this other woman. I'm like, oh, okay. So I runs after them and I've got my daughter with me and she's running and she's freaking out. Anyway, eventually we got round the other side and we couldn't find them anywhere. So I was like, right, I'll phone my wife. She's like, relax, he's going to be safe. She'll have followed him. She works with children. She knows how to look after a child. He's probably just wandered somewhere and she's followed him and we'll have to, and obviously you could tell this woman was panicking as you would, you've lost your child. So anyway, I phoned my wife, no answer. Like she's notorious for not answering the phone. So I phoned her several times, nothing, absolutely nothing. And anyway, eventually she yells the kid's name so loud, it echoed around the whole building. And I just saw my wife's head pop out the camper shop and she went, is it here? I'm like, oh, great. So anyway, we went over and she picks him up and gives him a cuddle. And she's like, thank you. And she's like, there's two of them as well. I was like, what? There's another missing one. And she's like, no, he's a twin. So that's why we thought we had him, because the twin was stood somewhere. We looked up and then the twin had moved and we thought it was the other one. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then so I was like, so where is the other one? And she's like, oh, we left him at the shop. So they had to go running back to the shop. They'd left all their other kids in the other shop. I think there was another adult with them, but yeah. So yeah, lost kid in the Lowry and my wife chased him. Sounds about right for us. Okay, here we are. This is the news section. So usually at this point, I will have What Goo talking about. However, what's going to happen from now on? As I mentioned last week, there's going to be a rotating section. Now, I did say What Goo talking about is going to be the title. and it's going to rotate the content of what we're talking about. But I've changed my mind a little bit on that. It's still going to be a rotating section, but the title of it is going to change each week. So what I'm going to do, any episode that ends in a 1 or a 6, it's going to be an Alex episode. So you've got that to look forward to next week. Any episode that ends in a 2 or a 7 is going to be a common misconceptions episode. I'll explain that in a minute as to why I've chosen that. And episodes that end in a 3 or an 8 are going to be a What Goo Talking About, which is the same stuff as we've done before in What Goo Talking About. So it's going to be things from the internet, quizzes, all that kind of stuff. Stuff that I find amusing online. I'm going to share that with you there. And then episodes that end in a 4 or a 9, this is really hard to keep up with, are going to be show follow-up episodes, or essentially what I want. So they're going to be episodes where I follow up on stuff that I've talked about previously, if there is any follow-up, or I'll just throw in something there that I just want to talk about for that week. It's essentially, that's my, I can put anything I want in their section. But the new one, the episodes that end in a 0 or a 5, so basically all of these things are every 5 episodes, is the new WikiSpeaks section. And what is WikiSpeaks, you might ask? Well, I'm going to tell you, funnily enough, I listen to a podcast every week. I think it's weekly. Pretty sure it's weekly. I mean, I listen to it often because I'm catching up on all the older episodes of it as well. I listen to a podcast called Ungeniused. I will leave a link to it in the show notes so that you can check it out if you want. And what they do on this podcast is they take interesting Wikipedia articles and they discuss them. It's great. It's funny. It's and it's interesting. Now, I'm going to do basically the same thing. Not quite to the level that they do, because they talk amongst each other. They do quite a lot more research into the subjects that they're doing. They talk to other people that have been involved in it. And each episode could go 15, 20 minutes at the most, sometimes about 10 minutes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do like an overview of the topics that we look at, which might become more as time goes on. Depends how good the section goes, I suppose. But what I've been doing, I've been looking at articles and essentially I've been using ChatGPT, which is where the AI comes in, to essentially not rewrite the article, but put it in words that are a little bit easier to read out and a little bit easier to understand some of the things that are going on. And then I've rewritten it in my own words. So the whole point is that we should all be able to learn something, find something interesting and funny. Sometimes it'll be funny, sometimes it'll be sad. There are quite a few disturbing Wikipedia articles out there, and I just thought it'd be really fun to do. It's been fun like looking it up and trying to come up with a way of presenting this information. So I am actually quite looking forward to this bit. I will always leave a link to the article as well in the show notes so that you can check out more yourselves at home or wherever you are. You do whatever you want. But what I would also like as well is for you listeners to send in articles you want me to talk about. That's going to be the big driving factor for this. I have got quite a few of them ready so that I don't have to rely on you sending them in, but if you send in articles, I'll read out who sent the article, and it means I'm doing stuff that you guys wanna look at. So in this week's WikiSpeaks, that is a pun on WikiLeaks as well, just in case you hadn't noticed, we're going to be looking at a hand gesture that occurs when two people simultaneously raise one hand and slap the flat of their palms against the other. The gesture is often preceded verbally by a phrase like, give me five, or up top, and its meaning varies on the context of use, but can be included as a greeting, a congratulations, or a celebration. Yes, of course, I am talking about the high five. Yes, I did just high five myself. There are quite a few origin stories of the high five, but the two most documented candidates are Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball team, which was on October 2nd, 1977. And the other is Wiley Brown and Derek Smith of the Louisville Cardinals men's college basketball team. And that was during the 1978 and 1979 season. But more on those two in just a little while. The use of the phrase as a noun has actually been part of the Oxford English Dictionary since 1980. I would have thought it'd be sooner than that, to be honest, but yeah. And as a verb since 1981. The phrase is related to the slang give me five, which is a request for some form of handshake. Variations include slap me five, slip me fly five, give me some skin, and five is referring to the number of fingers on a hand, which is kind of obvious, really, when you think about it. The high five originated from the low five, which has been part of African-American culture since the 1920s. The exact transition from a low five to high five is unknown. Though many theories exist about its inception, Magic Johnson once suggested that he invented the high five at Michigan State, presumably in the late 1970s. Others have suggested that it originated in the women's volleyball circuit in the 1960s. Okay, let's go back then to Glenn Burke and Dusty Baker. For decades, the conventional wisdom has been that the origin of the high five occurred between Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers at Dodger Stadium on October 2nd, 1977, the last day of the regular season. I have no idea what any of that means. Apparently it was in the sixth inning as well. I am not a sports person. I can get a little bit of an idea what it means. Dusty Baker hits a home run off Houston Astros pitcher J.R. Richard. It was Baker's 30th home run, making the Dodgers the first team in history to have four hitters with at least 30 home runs each in a single season, as journalist John Muellem tells the story. So John says, it was a wild, triumphant moment and a good omen as the Dodgers headed to the playoffs. Burke, waiting on deck, thrust his hand enthusiastically over his head to greet his friend at the plate. Baker, not knowing what to do, smacked it. His hand was up in the air and was arching way back, says Baker. So I reached up and I hit his hand. It seemed like the thing to do. Okay. I said, yeah, what would you do if somebody put their hand in the air? I mean, now you could go for a high five, don't you? But yeah, back then, I suppose. What would you have done? This story regarding the origin of a high five can be found in the written news as early as September 1982. I was 2 years old then. And is featured on the ESPN 30 for 30 film, The High Five, directed by Michael Jacobs. After retiring from baseball, Burke, who was one of the first openly gay professional athletes, used the high five with other gay residents of the Castro District in San Francisco, where for many it became a symbol of gay pride and identification. Okay, so what about Wiley Brown and Derek Smith then? Another origin story, first reported in 1980, places it at the University of Louisville Cardinals basketball practice during 1978 to 1979 season. Forward Wiley Brown went to give a low five to his teammate Derek Smith, but suddenly Smith looked Brown in the eye and said, "No, no, up high." Brown thought, "Yeah, why are we staying down low? We jumped so high," raised his hand, and the high five was supposedly born. High fives can be seen at highlight reels of the 1978 and 1979 Louisville team during a telecast of a 1980 game. Announcer Al McGuire shouted, "Mr. Brown come to play," and they're giving him the high five handshake. High five. Okay. And there is another claim as well. This one is a hoax, though. It was made by some comedy writers. In the 2007 press release, two comedy writers and founders of National High Five Day claimed that the late 1970s and early 80s basketball player from Murray State University had invented the gesture. They also concocted an elaborate and involved story about this player as a young boy learning the gesture from his father. But in a 2003 ESPN article, the pair admitted that it had just been a publicity stunt. Per the stunt, the two had scoured college basketball rosters to plug in a name. And there you have it. The next time you high-five someone and they say, "I wonder where the first ever high-five came from," you can say, "Well, it's complicated." Well, I hope that was beneficial for you. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed putting that together. Send in some articles. We'll see what we can come up with. There are some really mental Wikipedia articles out there. So let's see what we can find. let's move on to the AI question of the week. This week's was provided by a new, well, it's not new, but it's new to me, AI system called Perplexity. Perplexity aims at getting search results, if memory serves me right, but I used it to see if I could generate some questions. And it did quite well. I might continue using it just to see how it goes. This one is, what's your non-negotiable morning ritual that sets the tone for the day? It's quite simple, actually. For me, it is that I need some time to myself in the morning. It doesn't mean I have to get up and I don't want anybody near me or anything like that, but it means before starting work, or starting my day in general, I just need like at least half an hour to just sit, catch up on the stuff on my phone or on my computer, just catch up on the world and have a coffee, essentially. I find it quite hard to get through with my day without that. So the way I tend to do it is if I'm working, what I'll do is I leave for work early, just because public transport is somewhat reliable anyway. So I always leave quite early to make sure that I can, essentially, I get to town where I work about an hour before I need to actually be there. Sometimes it's more than an hour. It's actually about an hour and 20 minutes now I think about it. So what I do is I then just go and sit somewhere with a cup of coffee, watch something on my phone, I don't know, whatever it is that I want to do for that day. Sometimes it's watch a TV show, sometimes it's catch up on a little bit of work for the podcast, sometimes it's just sit quietly and do nothing. And I do the same thing at home as well. I get up in the morning and what I would love to do is get up before everybody else in the morning, sit and have a coffee and get ready for the day. But that just doesn't happen. I can't do it. That would mean I'd have to get up at 6 a.m. and I'm not that kind of person. So what I do is I get up, I sort the kids out, I drop the kids off, I come home and I sit down for half an hour and I just chill. Essentially, same thing. I watch a TV show, whatever it is I need to do for that day. I'll plan the day. I do like planning my day in the morning, you know, go through the things I'm going to do and what order I'm going to do them. I never actually do anything in that order, but I like to plan it. It means I get the things done that need to be done, and that's what matters, really. Good question, that. Perplexity did really well. Let's see how it does next week. I mentioned at the top of the show that I was going to turn the gripe of the week on its head this week. And what that means is I'm actually going to tell you about something that I like that a lot of people dislike. So it's not really a gripe of the week. It's I can't even think of a name for it. But it's something that a lot of people will probably disagree with me on. Something that I really, really like is self-checkouts. I think they're great. I think they're absolutely wonderful, right? So you've got the situation of you go shopping, you've got to talk to people. And I don't like talking to people if I can help it. I would rather go to a machine, scan my item, press my card against the terminal, and walk away. Now, there are a few reasons why I prefer that. It's one, I do not want that social interaction. It's somebody I don't want to talk to, right? But two, the other reason, and the main reason is, because I have hearing problems, I can never hear the cashier. Like, if I'm in a coffee shop, for example, I have no idea what they're saying to me half the time. Starbucks is particularly bad for it, because the music's usually quite loud in there. To me, it's not loud, but it's in a point where I can't differentiate the sounds of the people from the sounds of the music. And they are stood on the other side of the counter, and they're not talking loud at all. They think they are. They're just like, "Hi, welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you today?" And I'm like, "What? I can't hear you." And I find myself having to ask them to repeat themselves a lot. So usually it results in me getting the wrong order, or them getting annoyed because they can't hear me, or I'm going what all the time. It's just not a fun experience. So yeah, I really like the self-checkouts, and there are a few like coffee shops in town that have started using self-checkouts for coffee in the morning, and that means they get my custom. So yeah, I thought I'd turn it on its head a bit this week. I might start doing that a bit more often, actually. Maybe it's better to talk about something that you like rather than something that you don't like. Let me know what you think. I want to take a minute now as well just to say thank you very much for listening. It does make a huge difference to know that there are people that listen, and there are regular people that listen. That's nice. So thank you, everybody. Really does mean a lot. Just a quick reminder as well, I do now have a Patreon page that went live last week. So you can head over to there and check that out. Not necessarily that I want you to subscribe to it or anything like that, although subscribing would be nice. The free tier and the paid tier both have the same content at the moment, again, as I said last week. But if you check it out, there is actually going to be a poll starting over there on the day that this podcast episode is released. And that poll is going to be about the opening of the show. Because that is one thing that I've really struggled with, is how best to open the show up. It's like sometimes I like to start with a rundown of what's going to happen in this week's episode. Sometimes I start with a straight into the question. Sometimes I'll play just a theme tune. There's all different ways of doing it, but I actually want to get a bit of a regular way of doing it. I quite enjoyed the way I did it this week. It's just sometimes it's hard to give a rundown of what's going to happen in the show because, well, I haven't spoken yet and I haven't said the show. I've obviously got some notes about what I'm going to talk about. So what I've been doing is just sharing those notes out, essentially. I could record the intro at the end of the show once I have done the show, because I then know everything that I spoke about. But I've done that before. I did actually used to do that quite a while ago with some of the earlier episodes, like the first 10 or so. The drawback is I would often forget that I needed to do it, so I'd then have to go and get all my recording equipment out again, set it all up in exactly the same way as it was, just to make sure that I could record the intro. Otherwise, there was no opening to the show. In fact, I think there are a couple of episodes where there is just no opening. It's a proper cold open, because I just couldn't be bothered getting the recording stuff back out. So go and fill in the poll on the Patreon page. You just go to thatsafreebie.com and there is a link on that page that will take you to the Patreon page. Don't forget as well, I have been uploading video to YouTube, but I've also started doing shorts as well. So there's shorts, there's reels, even on TikTok. I'm pretty sure on TikTok I am That's a Freebie Podcast, if memory serves me right. I'm pretty certain if you search for that, you'll find it, whether that's the username or not. That's definitely the name on there. And yeah, don't forget to check out the full video on YouTube. I have seen that a few people have been doing that, so that's good. Do remember to like the video if you watch it. Or even if you don't watch it, you know, if you like the podcast anyway, just go and like my videos every week. That's fine. Or have a session right now where you go back and like all of the previous videos. There's only two because of the mess up that I did last week, so there shouldn't be a lot of work involved there. This week's pick of the week is a cleaning product. I actually found this product when I was doing some research for the Wiki Speaks section. It was one of the subjects on the Ungenius podcast, actually. So go and check that out because it's a funny episode. I actually went out and bought one based on the contents of that episode, and it's really good. It is of course the only cleaning product you will ever need. This is not an ad. It's the Scrub Daddy. If you've not seen the Scrub Daddy, it's essentially a sponge with a smiley face on it. You're probably thinking now, oh, yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, if not, take a look at the screen on your phone right now. If your podcast's application supports chapter artwork, you'll be seeing a picture of a Scrub Daddy right now. I'll give you a second to do that. Okay, now you all know what a Scrub Daddy looks like. This thing is actually amazing, right? So it's solid. It's really, really hard, except when you immerse it in hot water. You immerse it in hot water and it goes really, really soft. And then you put it in cold water and it goes really, really hard. So it's different textures based on what you need it to do. It's really cool. It absorbs your detergent. It's amazing. But what I never realized, there is actually a reason for the smiley face, right? So the mouth part is for you to feed it your spoons. So you put your spoon in there, and it wipes your spoon perfectly because it's the right shape to clean your spoon. I mean, I've never had difficulty cleaning spoons before, but there is something so satisfying about going, yeah, Scrub Daddy, eat that spoon. It's great, right? The eye holes, right? So the eye holes, you can put the stems of your utensils in there, and you can clean all around the utensil at the same time. But even better, you put Scrub Daddy inside a cup or a glass, you stick your fingers in its eye holes, and you can twist it. So when you have those situations where you're trying to clean the bottom of a deep glass that your fingers don't reach to the bottom of, and you put a cloth in there and you can't get the cloth to twist, Scrub Daddy to the rescue. It's amazing. Get one. I've actually got quite a lovely story to end the show with this week. This was sent in by a listener. It was an anonymous listener, so I can't credit it to anybody, unfortunately, but... It's definitely worth hearing because it'll just melt your heart. So a boy named Carol had a particularly rough childhood because of his uncommon name. He always got a lot of teasing and abuse at school, and eventually he overcame his hang-up and he married his high school sweetheart, which is lovely. When the first child was born, because of the trouble he'd have with his name, he let his wife name the child, and she named the girl Love, and it was inspired by the same spirit as Carol's unique name. She wanted to make sure the child had a nice, unique name, just like Carol did. But unfortunately, Love grew up and endured just as much teasing as Carol did because of a strange name. People could be like that. Sadly, she came home from school one day and she actually screamed at her dad, asking why he gave her such a stupid name. Carol, you know, knowing what she'd been through, and obviously having a bit of resentment against his own parents, he took the blame. And instead of saying, no, it was your mum, he took the blame and he apologised and he said, you know, I'm really sorry. But unfortunately, in a fit of rage, Love actually shot him with a dart gun and ran away. It's pretty sad. And then, obviously, Carol's wife came home and she saw him lying on the ground. And she said, what happened? She came running over to him, held him in her arms. And as his last words, he whispered to her, I was shot through the heart and you're to blame. Darling, you gave Love a bad name.